At West Virginia University, Mountaineers go first.
I'm April Call. I'm here today with the new director of the Art Museum of West Virginia University, Todd Tabutis. You're just the second director of this facility. How does that feel?
Oh, it feels pretty great. It's a wonderful facility. I'm really glad to be here. It's a remarkable resource for campus and for the community, and the team here is wonderful, and I'm really glad to take it to the next level.
Where are you from, and tell us a little bit about your philosophy regarding art.
Well, I'm originally from the Chicago area. I've moved around quite a bit in my life. Worked in museums probably for the last 20 or so years. Most recently, I was in Nebraska at the University of Nebraska and really kind of reintroduced myself to academic art museums. And that's one of the reasons this job really appealed to me, was how can an institution like this really serve the campus broadly, not just for art history, but how everybody on this campus can be served by a museum.
What are some of the can't-miss aspects of this facility?
For one, the sculpture garden is beautiful. The Nath Sculpture Garden, it'll be a wonderful place to walk and contemplate what's on display. Right now, we're about to open an exhibition featuring the Harvey and Jennifer Payton collection, and there's more than 70 works up right now in the gallery we're standing in. There's a lot to see, so it encourages repeat visits. So there's many wonderful things that I think visitors of all ages will come and be able to come back again and again. Anybody can come in. There's no admission charge. People can come with their parents, their grandparents. We have programs for K through 12 students. We have programs for the university. We certainly serve the broader community, people who are, you know, adults in the world. It's a place for everyone.
So let's go. Follow our story on wvutoday.wvu.edu.